Chapter 37, Impetuses for Krishna's Service, which are technically called Vibhav Udipan, Udipan Vibhav. So chapter 37 describes the Vibhav Udipana of Dasya Sambrama Priti Ras. So it's a continuation of Vibhav. Asadharana Udipana, impetus is unique to reverential servitude, or Dasya Ras. Page 301, Nectar Devotion. The causeless mercy of Krishna, the dust of his lotus feet, his prasad, and association with Krishna's devotees are some impetuses, or Udipana, toward a devotee's engagement and transcendental loving service to the Lord. It can also be described as attainment of Krishna's favor, the dust from his lotus feet, receiving Krishna's Mahaprasad, the association of other devotees situated in Dasya Ras. These are asadharana, or the uncommon symptoms or causes, excitants or stimulants unique to Sambrama Priti Ras. Example on page 301 of Causeless Mercy. Bhishmadev said, "My dear Kripacharya, just see the wonderful causeless mercy of Krishna. I have so many disqualifications, yet Krishna is so kind that he has come to see me at the last point of my life. Krishna is so merciful that he has come to see an abominable person like me." Sadharana Udipan is a common impetuses that stimulate devotees of other rasas. Sometimes the vibration of Krishna's flute, his buffalo horn, bugling, his smiling, Krishna's footmarks on the ground, the transcendental fragrance of his body, and the appearance of a new cloud in the sky also become impetuses or stimulants, Udipana, for ecstatic love of Krishna. Can also be described the sound of Krishna's flute and buffalo horn, his smiling glance, hearing about Krishna's qualities, a lotus flower, Krishna's footprints, a fresh rain cloud, the fragrance of Krishna's limbs are sadharana udipanas, or stimulants which the Dasya Bhaktas share in common with devotees of all the other rasas. So that was Vibhav. Now Anubhav is sadharana, asadharana Anubhav. Manifestations of ecstasy unique to reverential servitude. To be fully engaged in services to Krishna that are suited to one's ability, to be devoid of all trace of jealousy, in spite of seeing each other's excellence in the matter of personal service to Sri Krishna, to keep friendships with the servants of the Lord, and to have firm faith in the mood of servitude only, are the asadharana or uncommon anubhavas of sambrama priti ras. Asadharana means specific or unique to dasya ras. This includes being fully engaged in one's prescribed duties, obeying the orders of Bhagavan, remaining free from envy and malice in the service of Bhagavan, friendship with Krishna's servants, and firm faith in Krishna. The expressions udbhaswaras that are common sadharana anubhavas to other rasas include dancing, showing respect toward Krishna's near and dear ones, and detachment from all else. An example on page 302 of this asadharana, uncommon or unique anubhav, ecstatic love for Krishna, which is known as Anubhav, is symptomized by the following signs. One becomes engaged exclusively in the service of the Lord. One is attentive to carry out the orders of the Lord faithfully. One becomes undisturbed and non-envious in full transcendental loving service to the Lord. One makes friendship with the devotees of the Lord who are situated in faithful service to Him. Here's an example of exclusive attentive service in the Nectar Devotion on page 302, describing Krishna's chariot driver and also servant. While fanning Krishna, Daruka condemned his ecstatic tears because they interfered with his service. Once Daruka was engaged in fanning Krishna with a chamara, and he became filled with ecstatic love. And as a result, the symptoms of ecstasy manifest in his body. But Daruka was so serious about his service of fanning Krishna that he checked and suppressed all these manifestations of ecstatic love, because Daruka considered them to be hindrances to his engagement in serving Krishna. Daruka did not care very much for these manifestations of ecstasy, although they automatically developed. Now the sadharana anubhavs, the common or manifestations of ecstasy shared with other rasas. Dancing, natyam, is one anubhav that Dasya Sambrama Priti Ras shares with other rasas. The 13 anubhavas previously mentioned, such as dancing, singing, showing respect toward Krishna's friends, detachment, and so on, are the sadharana anubhavas, or symptoms shared in common with devotees of other rasas. Rupa Goswami gives two examples of dancing. First is Shutadev, who became so overwhelmed with joy of seeing Krishna that he began to dance with both arms raised above his head. And Sattvic Bhavs are now described. In this reverential servitude, or Dasirati, all eight Sattvic Bhavs can manifest, such as tears and becoming stunned. Prabhupada mentions this ashru and faltering voice, Swarabed, he says in page 302. After surrendering everything unto the lotus feet of Vamandev, Bali Maharaj immediately caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord and pressed them to his heart. Being overwhelmed with joy, Bali manifested all the symptoms of ecstatic love with tears in his eyes and a faltering voice. Vyabhichari Bhav. Rupa Goswami lists 24 Vyabhichari Bhavas appropriate for reverential servitude. In other words, these can be found in Sambrama Priti Ras as Dasya Rati. Jubilation, pride, fortitude, self-disparagement, depression, wretchedness, anxiety, remembrance, apprehension, resolve, ardent desire, fickleness, deliberation, agitation, bashfulness, inertness, bewilderment, madness, concealment of emotions, awakening, dreaming, fatigue, disease, and death. There are actually 33 Vyabhachari Bhavas, or Sanchari Bhavas, as they are sometimes called. But then there are 9 Vyabhachari Bhavas, namely intoxication, exhaustion, fear, hysteric convulsions, laziness, fury, intolerance, envy, and sleepiness. But they don't actually give much nourishment to Sambrama Priti Ras. At the time of meeting with Sri Krishna, jubilation, pride, and fortitude are manifest. And separation from Krishna, fatigue, disease, and death are manifest. So the 18 remaining Vyabhachari Bhavas are manifest both in meeting and separation. Examples of jubilation, which is a Vyabhachari Bhava, in meeting Krishna. When Krishna came back to Dwarka from Kurukshetra, all the Dwarkavasis talked with him, just as a child talks lovingly to his father after the father's return from foreign countries. And there's an example of also on page 303 of King Bahulaswa. He was the king of Mithila. When he saw Krishna in his palace, he bowed down to him. He in his mind he thought, let me bow 100 times to the Lord. But he became so overcome with loving feelings that after bowing down only once, he forgot his position and he could not even rise up again. Examples of depression and disparagement and separation, which are also examples of Vyabhachari Bhavs and Dasya Rati. Page 303, Nectar Devotion. My dear Lord, as the sun evaporates water on the ground by its scorching heat, so my mental state has dried away the luster of my face and body due to separation from you. This is an example of depression, Vishad. Indra said, my dear sun god, your sunshine is very glorious because it reaches unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the master of the Yadu dynasty. I have thousands of eyes, but they have proved to be useless, because not even for a moment are they able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. This is an example of self-disparagement, Nirved. Now we discuss the Staibhav, Sambrama, Priti, Prita Ras. So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Staibhav, the Stahibhav of Sambrama Priti Ras is described as follows. In second wave, verse 76. Sambrama Prabhuta Gyanat Kampas Chaitasi Saddaraha Aneyakyam Gata Priti Sambrama Pritiruchate Esharasetra Katita Staibha Vattaya Buddhai. A respectful attitude towards Sri Krishna, evoked by the conception of Krishna's being one's worshipful master, combined with the trembling and unsteadiness of the heart to serve Sri Krishna, is called sambrama. When priti towards Sri Krishna attains complete identity with this sense of sambrama, it is called sambrama priti. This sambrama priti is the stahibhav of sambrama priti prita ras. When sambrama priti is augmented, it attains successfully to the stages of prema, sneha, and rag. Sambrama priti rati is a staibhav of reverential servitude. It has two components. One, awareness of Krishna's supremacy. Two, anxious eagerness to serve Krishna. Awareness of Krishna's supremacy causes the devotee to develop respectful humility, which is the main character trait of a reverential servant. Prabhuta Gyan is the Sanskrit term for this awareness that, quote, Krishna is my Lord and Master. Anxious eagerness to serve Krishna causes one to think, how shall I serve Krishna? How shall I utilize everything in his service? These two elements combine to produce sambrama priti rati, which mixes with the appropriate bhavas, vibhav, anubhav, sattvic bhav, staibhav, and heightens into relishable dasya sambrama priti ras. Examples of sambrama priti rati, page 303, Nectar Devotion. The first example illustrates both principles of sambrama priti rati, awareness of Krishna's supremacy and eagerness to see and serve him. Akura says, because I'm going to see Krishna today, all symptoms of inauspiciousness have already been killed. My life is now successful because I shall be able to offer my respects unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Stages of prema and reverential servitude. Prema has different successive characteristics, beginning with prema, sneha, rag, pranaya, and so forth. Sambrama priti rati can heighten to prem, sneha, and rag, but it cannot go higher than rag. Page 303, Prabhupada says, reverential devotion for the Lord, which means sambrama priti rati, gradually increases and transforms itself into ecstatic love, prema, then affection, sneha, and then attachment, rag. Let's look at these three levels, prema, sneha, and rag. Prema. When one attains prema, one's love for Krishna never wavers or diminishes for an instant, even if it has good reason to do so. Prabhupada says on page 304, when there is no diminishing of this ecstatic love, and when it is free from all kinds of doubt, the devotee has reached the stage called steady love for Krishna. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu defines prema as follows. Harasa shanka chuta bhadha mula premya muchite asyana bhava katitas tatra vyasanitadaya. When sambrama priti is very firmly rooted, there is no fear of its being diminished. This state is called prema. Distress, calamity, and all other symptoms which are exhibited in this state are anubhavas of prema. So in Shanta Ras, the Stayi Bhav is Rati alone, whereas in this Ras, Stayi Bhav occurs, in this Dasi Ras, when Rati has the mood of Mamata, possessiveness, and becomes Priti, intense affection. As this Sambrama Priti gradually increases, it extends through the stages of Prema and Sneha up to the stage of Rag. When Sambrama Priti is free from apprehension and fear, it assumes the form of Prem. So there's an example given on page 304. Bali Maharaj said, my dear Lord, Vaman, whether you give me the opportunity to enjoy all the yogic perfections or put me in the most abominable condition of hellish life, I shall never be disturbed. This illustrates how prema never diminishes in any condition. Krishna told Uddhav, my dear friend, how can I express the glorious characteristics of Bali Maharaj? Although the king of the demigods was cursed by this son of Virochan, and although I cheated him in my incarnation as Vaman, taking away his dominions throughout the universe, and although I still criticized him for not fulfilling his promise, I have just now seen him in his kingdom, and he feelingly expressed his love for me. So, despite all the trouble through which Krishna put him, Bali Maharaj still loved Krishna without the slightest wavering or diminishing of intensity. That is the character of prema. Now we go to the second level of love or prema, known as sneha. Sneha has two distinguishing characteristics. The heart melts, and one cannot stand even a moment of separation from Krishna. When a condensed form of prema gives rise to a melting of the heart, then it is known as sneha, in which the bhakta cannot tolerate even a moment's separation from Krishna. This is also defined in Sanskrit in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, verse 84, second wave. Sandrash chitadravam kurvan prema sneha itiryate shnikasyapi nehasyad vishleshasya sahishnuta. When prema is intensified and melts the heart, it is called sneha. In sneha, one cannot tolerate separation even for a moment. Prabhupada gives the example. When such a feeling of love becomes intensified, it is called affection, which means sneha. In that affectionate stage, one cannot bear separation from Krishna even for a moment. There's two examples of sneha, one of Daruka, Krishna's chariot driver and servant in Dwarka, and one of Uddhav. My dear Daruka, when you become like wood because of your separation from Krishna, it is not so wonderful. This is Sneha's second characteristic, the inability to stand even a moment of separation. When Uddhava saw Krishna, his eyes filled with tears and created a river which flowed down toward the sea of Krishna to offer tribute, as a wife offers tribute to her husband. When Uddhava's body erupted with goose pimples, he appeared like a kadamba flower. This illustrates Sneha's first characteristic, a melted heart. The third level that a devotee in Dasya Rati or Sambrahma Priti Rati can rise to. Prema Sneha, then we have Rag. Prabhupada gives a definition of Rag in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, 178 purport. He says, "That stage at which affection for the beloved converts unhappiness into happiness is called rag, or attachment. When one has such attraction for Krishna, he can give up his own life to satisfy his beloved Krishna. Sneha becomes rag when it has developed to the point where even distress seems to be happiness. In such a condition, there is a desire to give up one's life at the time of being separated from Krishna. Meeting with Krishna converts even the greatest distress into happiness, and separation from Krishna converts even the greatest happiness into distress. And one is prepared to give up his life." These are the characteristics of rag. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, verse 87, defines rag. Snayasa rago yena syat sukam dukam api sputam tat sambandha lave pyatra priti prana vyavyera api. That sneha, by which even distress appears like happiness due to slight contact with Sri Krishna, and by which a devotee is prepared to give up his life to please Krishna, is called rag. Jiva Goswami explains in his comment that the words tat sambandha lavepi mean, lava means slight, lava matra, by even a slight contact with Sri Krishna. This means either direct meeting with Krishna, Krishna's sakshatkara, an appearance identical to him, tatulya spurana, or the attainment of his mercy. By any of these, even unbearable distress appears like happiness. Furthermore, Sri Jiva says that in the absence of such contact with Sri Krishna, even happiness appears like great distress. In page 305, Srila Prabhupada summarizes, "When affection is symptomized by direct happiness and distress, it is called attraction," which means rag. "In such an attracted state of ecstatic love, one can face all kinds of disadvantages calmly. Even at the risk of death, such a devotee is never bereft of the transcendental loving service of the Lord." Examples of rag. The conditions surrounding Maharaj Parikshit's impending death were all distressful, but meeting with Krishna through the hearing process converted all of his distress into joy. Prabhupada explains on page 305. "A glorious example of this ecstatic love was exhibited by King Parikshit at the time of death. Although he lost his entire kingdom, which spread worldwide, he was not even drinking a drop of water in the last 7 days allotted to him, because he was engaged in hearing the transcendental pastimes of Krishna from Shukadeva Goswami. Therefore, he was not in the least distressed. Rather, he was feeling direct transcendental ecstatic joy in association with Shukadeva Goswami." Another example. "If even a drop of Krishna's mercy can be bestowed upon me, then I shall feel completely carefree, even in the midst of a fire or an ocean. But if I become bereft of his causeless mercy, then even if I become the king of Dwarka, I would be simply an object for pinpricks. The various stages that are achieved by various servants in Dasiras. The four types of reverential servants, Adikrita, Ashita, Parishad, and Anuga, can attain different levels of praim. The Adikrita, demigods, and Ashita, surrendered souls, can achieve up to praim. The Parishad, personal minister, and Anuga, intimate follower, can achieve up to Rag. Prikshit, Daruka, and Uddhava manifest up to the stage of Rag. At Rag, a trace of friendship, Sakya, can appear in a devotee's reverential servitude. Prabhupada explains, devotees such as Maharaj Parikshit and Uddhava are all situated in ecstatic attraction on the basis of affection, and in that state of affection, a feeling of friendship becomes manifest. In the Brajanugas, of which Raktak is the chief, and in Pradyumna also, and Dwarka, prema, sneha, and rag are observed. Rag is found in the ordinary anugas, but when rag manifests in the Brajanugas, it is mixed with a small portion of pranaya, and therefore displays symptoms of sakya bhav. Reverential servitude in meeting and separation. Reverential servitude has two divisions. Such ecstatic love has been divided by great scholars into two groups, addition and subtraction. The Sanskrit for addition and subtraction is yoga and ayoga, which can be translated as yoga, which means meeting, and ayoga, which means separation. Both meeting and separation have their characteristic anubhavas and vyavachari bhavas. Pandits call meeting with Krishna in this ras yoga and separation from Krishna ayoga. There are two types of ayoga or separation. One is anxious longing, utkantita, and separation, which is called viyoga. And there are three types of yoga or meeting: siddhi, perfection; tushti, satisfaction; and stitti, residence. Siddhi is seeing Krishna after being in the condition of anxious longing. And tushti means meeting with Krishna after separation, viyoga. And stitti means to live with Krishna. Reverential servitude and separation. The anubhavas of reverential servitude and separation are described as follows, page 305, Nectar Devotion. In this state of love, one is constantly fixed with his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. A devotee in this state becomes very eager to learn of the transcendental qualities of the Lord. The most important business of such a devotee is attaining the association of the Lord. There are two types of separation, as we mentioned, utkantita and viyoga. Utkantita is a longing to meet Krishna for the first time. Viyoga is a desire for reunion with the Lord. In viyoga, or separation, there are 10 conditions. Angatap, fever or burning of limbs; Krishata, emaciation; 3. Jagaran, sleeplessness; 4. Alambana shunyata, absence of support or shelter for the mind; 5. Adriti, absence of fortitude or absence of attachment for all objects; 6. Jadata, inertness, to be stone-like; 7. Vyadhi, disease; 8. Unmad, madness; 9. Murcha, fainting; and 10. Mritti, death. So utkantita, which is longing, one of the two types of separation, longing to see Krishna. King Ikshvaku, became attached to anything that resembled Krishna. The king became such as a black cloud, whose color resembles Krishna and reminded him of Krishna. A black deer, whose name in Sanskrit is Krishnasara, so reminded him of Krishna. And to the blue lotus flower, whose beauty resembles Krishna's eyes and reminded the king of him. Another example of Utkantita is a Krura who desired to perfect his eyes by seeing Krishna for the first time. This is described on page 306 of Nectar Devotion. This is the famous journey of a Krura to Mathura. Coming from Mathura to Vrindavan. Krishna, Akura at that time, he was thinking, since Krishna has now appeared to diminish the great burden of the world and is now visible to everyone's eyes in his personal transcendental body, when we see him before us, is that not the ultimate perfection of our eyes? In other words, Akura realized that the perfection of the eyes is fulfilled when one is able to see Lord Krishna. Therefore, when Lord Krishna was visible on the earth by direct appearance, everyone who saw him surely attained perfection of sight. 8 Vyavachari Bhavas are appropriate for reverential servitude and utkantita, eagerness. Now, Otsukya, eagerness. That was longing, is utkantita, and this is eagerness. And Krishna Karanamrita, Bilva Mangala Thakur expresses the eagerness and ecstatic love. He says on page 306, how miserable it is, my dear Krishna, O friend of the hopeless, O merciful Lord. How can I pass these thankless days without seeing you? Uddhava expressed similar sentiments in a letter which he wrote to Krishna. He said, my dear Supreme King of Braja, you are the vision of nectar for the eyes, and without seeing your lotus feet and the effulgence of your body, my mind is always morose. I cannot perceive any peace under any circumstance. Besides that, I am feeling every moment's separation to be like the duration of many, many long years. Now, Dainya, humility, and Krishna Karanamrita, Bilva Mangala Thakur says, it's page 306, my dear Lord, you are the ocean of mercy. With my arms placed upon my head, I am bowing down before you with all humility and sincerity. I am praying unto you, my Lord. Would you be pleased just to sprinkle a little of the water of your glance upon me? That will be a great satisfaction. And there's another quote, page 306. About Dainya. One Krishna Bhakta said, when even Shiva is unable to see you, what chance is there for me, who am lower than an ordinary worm? I have only committed misdeeds. I know that I am not at all fit to offer my prayers to you. But because you are Dinabandhu, the friend of the fallen, I humbly pray that you will kindly purify me by the beams of your transcendental glance. If I become thoroughly bathed by your merciful glance, then I may be saved. Therefore, my Lord, I am requesting you to please bestow upon me your merciful glance. So this is the end of chapter 37. Chapter 38. We'll continue to describe the Vyabhachari Bhavas of Utkantita and reverential servitude, or Dasyavrati.